Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of people are actually dealing with right now, how to establish Florida residency, especially if you're coming from the Northeast. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a huge topic right now. I mean, we're seeing so many people make that move from places like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. They're all heading down to Florida. And honestly, establishing residency is way more nuanced than people think. It's not just about buying a house and saying, okay, I live here now.
Right, right. I feel like people think it's just that simple. You move, you're a resident. But I'm guessing there's actually a process, especially from a legal and tax standpoint.
Exactly. So here's the thing. Florida is a no-state income tax state, which is huge for people coming from the Northeast, where you've got state income taxes that can be pretty brutal. But to actually claim that residency and get those benefits, you need to check a lot of boxes. It's not just about where you sleep at night.
Okay, so walk me through this. What are the main things someone needs to do? Like, where do you even start?
So the first big one is getting your driver's license changed over. You've got to go to the DMV, get a Florida license. That's document number one. Then you need to register your vehicle in Florida. Same thing, that's a clear marker that you're establishing residency. Your car's got to be registered here.
Okay, so it's like the official government stuff. What else? I'm imagining there's more to the checklist than just that.
Oh, absolutely. You need to update your voter registration. Register to vote in Florida. That's a big one because it shows intent to make this your permanent home. You also need to establish a permanent residence address. If you're renting or buying, that address becomes your official residence. Then there's stuff like updating your banking information, your mail address with the post office. All of that matters.
So it's like you're basically telling every institution you deal with, hey, Florida is my home now. That makes sense. But I'm curious, why does all this matter so much? Like, what happens if you don't do it?
Well, that's where the tax implications come in. If you're trying to claim Florida residency for tax purposes, but you haven't actually established it legally, you could run into problems with the IRS or the state you came from. They might argue you're still a resident there, and then you're dealing with double taxation or audits. It's a mess. Plus, if you're doing it for estate planning purposes or homestead exemption benefits, you need that documentation to back it up.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about the benefits. It's about protecting yourself legally. That's really important. So for someone listening who's thinking about making this move, what would you say is like the absolute must-do first step?
I'd say secure your permanent residence first, whether that's buying or renting a place. That's your anchor. Once you have that address locked in, everything else flows from there. Get your driver's license, register your vehicle, update your voter registration. Do it all within a reasonable time frame so it looks intentional, you know? Not like you're scattered across states for years.
That's really smart advice. So it's not just a checklist you rush through. It's actually about showing that you're committed to being here. I love that. Well, David, this is super helpful for anyone thinking about making that Northeast to Florida move. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Thanks for having me. It's a big decision, and getting the residency piece right from the start just makes everything else so much smoother down the road.